are listening to Tim.
It is said that music can soothe the savage beast, that laughter is the best medicine. Poetry can make us feel deeper by insight. Stories bring us closer together through space and time. A picture is like a song, it tells a story.
I like to humbly present the Medicine Show. The Medicine Show is... One Medicine Show is a variety show which features artists doing original material, which is the medicine.
Artists whose material and insight is healing by nature. Content which reflects our culture in order to stimulate thought and reconsideration to a positive outcome.
We will be featuring comedy, original works from expression, fresh ideas, stories from the heart, original music, and poets.
They say a smile is contagious. Share. So I'm speaking of smiles. Yeah, this is my co-pilot, DJ Ray, in the house. What's happening, DJ Ray? Ray.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, that's good, that's good. So tonight, this is the continuing piloting of the Medicine Show.
In absolutely.
The studio tonight, we have some special guests, the Sons of Granville. We'll also be having a phone interview with Greg Muth and his Gargantuan Dreams, and that'll be coming up shortly. So, we've got a sound bit for you. We'll be right back.
Why don't you just ask him that yourself? Come on over here, Tyrone. Come on over here. The man here want to talk to you.
Tyrone, hello. Glad to meet you, son. Tyrone, what makes you such a great basketball player?
What makes me such a great basketball player? Why, that's simple. I got a basketball Jones.
Your daddy got a basketball Jones.
A basketball Jones? What's a basketball Jones?
Go on and tell him what a basketball Jones is, Tyrone.
What's a basketball Jones? That's simple. A basketball Jones is when you love basketball so much, you are like a junkie. Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones! Got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh.
All right, we're back.
And we also have a good friend and co-producer, Tyrone Bruce, here in the studio, who has, with me, worked on several projects, including our latest project, which is a short film documentary. So we have a couple of those guys in here as well. And which records the behind the scenes of the making of a Canadian short film, which is based off of the first single of the debut album of Gargantuan Dreams, written and composed by Gregory Muth, who is our special phone-in musical guest tonight. So, welcome, Tyrone. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's up, DJ Ray? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Okay,
yes, this
good,
is good.
Good. This is awesome.
And as well, we have the Sons of Granville sitting here. Pipe in at any time, guys.
Hey, boys. Hey.
They're going to be playing a song for us in a few minutes. So tell us a little bit, Tyrone. Tell us about this project that we're working on.
Well, what we decided to do is, instead of just doing a regular music video, we thought we'd kind of document the making of it, and then from that... shoot the actual video right within the film. So it's just kind of like I think there's a few people even in the room that is doing exactly the same thing. But it just seems like a broader idea. It just adds a little more creativity and fun for the crew. It's my second film. I did my feature film in 2008, which was Solstice. Mm. And coming off of that film, I wanted to do a music video, and then we broadened it into a film.
Okay, and so if we're going to be listening to some more of Greg's music in a minute, you want to tell us anything about that particular project? And
We started the project. Greg, we'll talk to him later about it, and he can explain it, but he worked on the project for a year before I met him, and we started working on the project last October. Went to Toronto, did the first album, and wrote the script for the first video, and started to get everything ready. Came back to find you to do all the pre-production. So that's where we're at.
And you, we just a few minutes ago for the intro, we heard a song from Greg's album.
Yeah, that's the song for the video. It's called Drive. It's the first song off the album.
And that's what we were hearing in the background. And we're going to come back to some more of Greg's music in a few minutes. We're going to say hi to the Sons of Granville here and go into a bit of music with them. You guys, how you doing?
We're doing good. Great. Yeah. We just opened up the Vancouver Busker Fest.
Yeah,
did a show behind the art gallery.
Nice.
So we just we're prepared for we're getting ready for a long weekend right now.
Yeah,
very nice. And so this is also the very end of a long recording time for you guys too. How's it going with the album making?
That's amazing. We just finished the album literally 3 days ago. It's all mixed and mastered. So
okay, I'll lean in as you speak. So that's good. And so what is this going to be released commercially?
Oh yeah.
We're shooting for late October.
Late October, yeah.
So for all of our fans, we're gonna
Don't
ask
worry,
for their patience.
We're getting
all of our Indiegogo fans, I think we'll try and get that to them soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because like we basically the whole album was
funded
sponsored
by,
and funded by an amazing number of people who've listened to us over the years. So we'll make sure that all of those people who purchase the album ahead of time, they'll get it.
That's right.
Indiegogo's crowdfunding. It's similar to Kickstarter in the States, but it's crowdfunded.
Yeah, right on. Integrity. I like it.
Reputation.
Exactly. I love the whole story that goes behind the development of your band and everything, and I want to hear more about that. But for the fans' sake and for us, because we've been waiting for so long to hear the reemergence of you guys, can we hear a song right away? We were listening to April's song. It's absolutely beautiful. Did you guys want to play that one?
Definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
This is acoustic. We don't often do this. So this is going back to where it all began.
Yeah. All right.
So the song is called what?
April's song.
April song.
Just go into it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Others love that song too.
Oh, I loved it. Oh, I loved it.
Computer CCs are just really good about. Here we go.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket.
There we go. Oh, welcome back, everybody.
Thank you guys for that beautiful song. Otra! 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 Otra!
Other?
Yeah, that means another in Spanish. Could you guys do us another?
Yeah, we could do another. Yeah, sure.
Oh, well, you guys, we're going to actually play some of your recorded music in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're putting that together, actually, you guys go ahead with the song, and then we'll talk a bit, and then we'll put on a song to while you're getting that set up.
Nice. Why don't we? I was thinking.
Let's make
a
song up.
Yeah, because like that's a lot of how our songs came about. It was just like getting on the, you know, getting out to the street and just improvising. So
brilliant.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Something up, you know.
I just want to let listeners know that we are Vancouver's Corporate CFO 100.5. This is the Medicine Show. In the studio is the group is the Legend of the Streets. They prefer themselves as rock, classical, got drunk, had a baby. You'll be unprepared. But on the guitar here is Matthew Lennox, and on viola is Thomas Beckham. Of course,
I mean Jarrett Beck.
Yes.
On the cajon, Jarrett.
So there you go.
On the cajon, which in Spanish, well, we won't translate that on air.
So that's the sense of Granville.
The man's got cojones, you know what I'm saying? So,
he does.
Okay. Yeah, Thomas Jarrett Matthew.
All right, here we go. All right. Hang up.
All right, yeah, here we go.
That's
so,
gonna happen, so it's
yeah. Sorry, the
this
song is called?
We're making song up.
Yeah,
we're
oh, we're making it. Okay. All right, here we go.
The medicine song.
Very well done. Very nice. Lots of air conditioning would be nice.
Wow, thank you for the medicine song, guys.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's good medicine for the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good times. Always fun to play. Hmm.
So, if you guys could play in one city in the world, where would you play? Where would be your
Berlin? I just got back from Berlin. Uh-huh. And I went to Paris. This is my first time traveling around the world as a busker, as a musician. And I went to Paris, Berlin, Frankfurt, and Toronto, which is where I'm from. And of all the cities that I've been to, including Vancouver, I'd say Berlin intrigues me the most. Probably Vancouver is just as free, but Berlin has a bohemian vibe about the city.
Totally.
You know, Vancouver has it in pockets, and Vancouver's a different kind of city. Mm-hmm. But Berlin is a very busker-friendly, wonderful city.
Yeah.
It's very affordable.
Yeah, there's a new art vibe that's opened up to it.
It's also quite close to Leipzig, which is where I hear another scene is emerging. Yeah. Germany in general,
Europe's awesome.
Totally. Europe is
I'd love to go to Europe. Yeah. Just the art and everything there is amazing.
Yeah. Berlin is... I think we really want to go to Edinburgh someday for the Fringe. That would be
awesome.
Yeah, I'll be going there in a month.
So, where is your music going to be available?
SonsOfGranville.com.
We've got a website up right now. Oh, sorry.
No.
Cool. I was just going to say we've got a website right now, but we're going to be building a new one.
Yeah.
Like a really really awesome one.
And of course the. Regular outlets, iTunes,
Facebook.
CD Baby, you know, all those things.
Okay,
plus, we're gonna have the CD, the physical copy of the CD,
right,
which will have artwork on it. This is amazing.
Brilliant.
It's done by an artist named
Luke Michael McBain.
Good.
The artwork by a guy named Luke Michael McBain.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
We're also gonna have you guys dressed up in Sons of Granville t-shirts. Wow, I'm amazed you didn't like object to that.
We like to help because this is part of our format is independent and original. So, you know, we're
here to do what we can.
Exactly. So, we're gonna put on music from the guy who's coming on, Greg Muth. He's gonna have a phone interview, and we're gonna be putting that on. Then we're gonna listen to some music of your guys's. So we'll be back in a few minutes with Sons of Granville. Thank you.
Big picture, cause there's something wrong with the world when you see that they're all not alone. La, 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 la. I'm just going my way, and if there's something to say, I will write it down and send it round to go where I can't be. You sit around. Everywhere I say, let's take it another way. How about you and me? Stop this nonsense. I'm pretty sure that's why we ain't got real friends. Do you see a difference between me and you? Cause I don't. I'm pretty sure that if we join together and don't mind, we'll burn the fucking fire. What everyone needs to do is just
just take a step back and look at the big picture. Cause there's something wrong with the world when you see that they're all not alone.
Thank you. You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
And of course, you are listening to CITR, and this is the Medicine Show. Me with DJ Ray, along with MCJ and MC Ty.
Yeah, hey buddy.
How's it going?
Sons of Granville in the studio.
Yeah,
we have some great music from Sons of Granville.
I love it.
Very nice music.
Thomas Beckman, Jarrett Plett, and Matthew Lennox.
That's right.
Cool. So last time we left off with you guys, we were asking about your incredible story that you guys have told a few people in the street on occasion. Can you expand upon the history of the band and how you guys formed?
Well, it all it actually, we met through a friend of Thomas's. Mm-hmm. She introduced me, the guitarist Matthew, to Thomas. And at first, we had an instant connection and an instant friendship. I think the first time we actually talked was over the phone. It wasn't in person. Mm. But I think we instantly recognized there was a mutual respect and chemistry.
Yeah.
And, I asked him out on a date. And I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the wrong person.
It's been 3 years now.
He won't
do it.
He doesn't admit it.
This is what happens when you make a blunder in our band.
So we didn't manage to get it. We jammed a couple times, but we were busy with our own things. And then a year later, I actually made the decision to quit my job and pursue music full time.
Brilliant.
Which is still the best decision I've ever made in my life. And I had known Thomas, and I wanted to collaborate with people, so one day I just invited him to come out and busk with me. What's your side of that?
Well, I mean, just to take off from there, or continue the story from there, I remember the day that I was that I went to go busk with Matt. It was right outside Urban Outfitters on Granville and Robson.
Yeah.
And like I just remember thinking, what am I going to play? Because like we hadn't rehearsed anything. I just came out of UBC. I'd finished up a master's there in classical music. So like I wasn't used to just improvising on the street.
Yeah,
like with rock and folk. It was kind of like there were a lot of people in my field who'd probably look down on that kind of thing. So I just remember feeling kind of odd. But it was a great experience, and it was just, you know, there were a crap ton of mistakes, and it was rough, but it was fun, and from there it just evolved.
How did you guys start seeing each other? Starting the group of the Sense of Scramble?
Where'd you come up with the name?
Yeah, where'd you come up with the name?
That was mine. I remember just, we spent so many hours playing on Granville Street, and you can just...
It's just awesome.
Yeah. It's such a cool part of the city. It's so vibrant.
I mean, were you guys before you did musicians? Were you friends before that? Yeah.
Well, no. Our friends and I grew through the music. I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Jared, what, you have a side of the story too?
Actually, I came fresh out of audio engineering school. I'd been on the road for 2 years selling jewelry out of the back of a U-Haul in Costco, not living my dream, basically not being a drummer, not being satisfied, depressed, and decided to start doing busking as a means of just trying it out because it was something new. And a mutual friend of ours, Kimberly, said, hey, you ever heard of the Sons of Granville? You play Cajon with this other band. You should check them out because you would be amazing fit. So I leave and I walk up Granville Street, and who do I run into but Matt, who's sitting there tuning his guitar or something. I'm like, hey, you're Sons of Granville. And he's like, yes, I am. I'm like, I need your number because I'm a percussionist. He's like, okay, here's the number. Like, come out and jam with us. And so we first together.
I was getting attacked. I was like, what the hell?
I was wearing like the skateboard outfit, you know, and had like things on me like, please give me money, I'm homeless, and stuff like that. So, and I showed him that I could actually play drums on the cardboard itself, and he took me seriously. Those are some great beats, can you do that on a real drum? And I was like, of course I can.
Wow. Yeah, that's the
Hollywood
movie. You would have been a good
friend
with spoons.
That's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, spoons is awesome.
Yeah. Well, so, you guys are kind of you're a bit of a legend around Vancouver, and people miss you when you disappear, and there's all sorts of stories. What happened to them? Will they come back? Did they break out? What's going on? It's good news that you guys were in the studio and you kept busy, and you're back. How can people find you? Now, of course, everybody knows you can go to sonsofgravel.com. So do you have any gigs you want to tell us about so we can come out and see you live, besides what you did today?
Yeah, we do. On top of our usual busking thing, which actually we are doing this weekend, legit, the Vancouver Busker Fest, the third annual Busker Fest is happening in Vancouver. It's put on by an amazing friend of ours named Mike Benici, who just single-handedly takes on the yearly Herculean task of uniting all the musicians and buskers from around the world. So that's something that he's been doing. Amazing. He's amazing.
And is that all part of Viva Vancouver or no?
No, it's a separate thing. So we're part of that this year, as we have been every year, and it's something that we're very honored to be a part of. We'll be playing on Granville on Saturday and Sunday, true to form. So we have that show, and then we're playing at a little local restaurant called Luke's on
4th of July.
July 4th. Mm-hmm. Oh, say
so
to our Americans there, so
I'm gonna say not to brag or anything, but like I do have a website put up for myself, and that I've sort of been using to sort of champion Sons of Granville's cause, because all of the concerts are on that site. So that's thomasstheviolist.com. So you can get all the concert times up there. I meticulously put them all up every time one comes around.
Perfect.
Yeah. So there are a number up there. So just go to that site and you can find all the websites. That's the most, because we don't have a concert schedule yet listed on the Sons of Granville site.
Okay.
But that will be taken care of soon.
But on your
personal site. And then so, like a lot of shows, they're brought to you by products. We're brought to you like Sesame Street, like a number, a letter. We're brought to you by a word. Today's word is compassion. How does that? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? How does it make you feel when you hear the word compassion?
Wow. Yeah. Love. Let me say, and then you can say something.
That's how we do.
I think like there's something wonderful about busking because it connects you to so many people. And you're pouring out your heart and your soul through your instrument. And I think for me, a lot of this whole notion of give and receive has kind of been maybe abstracted ever since we started busking, because you just go out and you're not really, like, eventually you stop thinking about what's in it for me, or am I going to make a lot of money when I busk? It's for me, it's now, and I think it's for all of us, whenever we go out there, maybe it is an act of compassion, because we love the city and we love the people in it, at least many of them, and it's just a great opportunity for us to kind of give, and it always feels so great to give. It just makes you feel wealthy inside.
It does.
So that for me is how compassion would feed into it.
Jared?
When I think of compassion, I think of the fact that as buskers, we kind of stand for showing people that through playing music and inspiring people that they too have the ability to do what we do. You're a musician or an artist, or you have any kind of ability in the arts, or even if you're good at speaking, it doesn't matter. You have a gift to share with people, and that's part of what we stand for, is showing people like, look, you can go out here on the street and do your thing, and people will show you compassion. They will show you love, because they respect the courage that it takes to do what you're doing. And I think innately everyone on the planet is a good person. And when they see people doing good, it resonates with them.
Resonates, yeah, that's a great word.
I think I'd like to take a compassion from another angle. I think that it's equally important to be compassionate to yourself. And for us as musicians, making the choice to be a musician is not an easy decision to make for a lot of people. Following your dreams is not an easy decision to make. It's painful. Most people would rather just do what's safe, what's easy, and where a path that is very clearly laid out for them.
Good.
And that takes
courage.
It takes courage, and it takes courage and bravery to follow what you love. But along the way, you find many moments where you have to be compassionate for yourself. See, when I was working at a job that I didn't care about, a bad day was a bad day. My boss yelled at me, or I didn't sell as much as I wanted, but it really didn't affect me personally. However, when I fuck up on this job, I care. I deeply care. Sorry about the swearing.
We didn't get any warnings on that. So
it's a disclaimer.
Sorry about that. But you know, when you get to a point sometimes, and I know we have all had this, but you know, I've discovered a new level of how bad you can really beat yourself up over things.
Totally.
And I think that compassion, it takes a lot of compassion to be kind to yourself and realize that this is a learning process. And just the act of choosing to do what you love and choosing a road less traveled over a road traveled and illuminated and
pushed on
and safe and pushed on you and really not for you, I think that it's an act of compassion to make that choice. And it requires many acts of compassion. And, you know, whatever happens inward radiates outwards. So if you're compassionate to yourself first and foremost, then you start naturally treating people outside of you with compassion.
Exactly.
And our album is actually entitled Imperative Drive, which is the namesake of the album, and it talks about having the drive and the ambition to go after your dreams.
Heroic acts of courage are a huge part of the mythos of Sons of Grandpa.
I really relate to that too, because like I remember when I was studying classical music, how it was really hard, and it was always trying to sort of, everything had to be perfect, and it was such a like a pressure situation.
Pressure cooker,
yeah. So giving oneself the opportunity, in fact, I think Gandhi said that a real freedom isn't freedom unless it entails the freedom to make mistakes. And that's something that is not tolerated in the classical world very well. It's sort of looked down on. And I think there's something for me was very special about, you know, I guess feeds into being compassionate for yourself, like Matt's saying, about giving yourself that freedom to make mistakes and you know, the long process that ensues when you go in quest of the right notes, but without forcing it upon yourself, allowing yourself to make mistakes along the way. And I think that's a big, for me, that's a big part of why I love Sons of Granville so much. Yeah.
Have you done busking on transit, public transit's SkyTrain stations?
While it's moving?
Right near the entrance of the SkyTrain station.
I'm a TransLink busker, so I bust inside, but not with Sons of Granville. But yeah, I've done indoor busking. Yeah.
You guys have never done train surfing while you're playing.
We want to, but
that's
something I want to try.
Fear can happen.
I wanted to try that in Europe because there was a lot of people going on trains and playing a song and then getting off, and I thought of doing that a couple times. I never really got I never got the compassion to do it.
New York, Montreal,
and you know, they have
the cities that are cold. It's quite. Yeah. It might be interesting for us to try get in a beeline, play a song as we move down, get yelled at by the bus driver, swear at him.
Please, sir, can you take your wonderful music off of the?
We should go busk in a police station, or just like play music.
Actually, I used to when I was just learning the guitar, I would bring my guitar everywhere with me. I'd bring it to work, I'd bring it on the bus to work, and I would just sit in the back of the bus and play. And most of the time, the driver would just be like, "That's awesome, keep playing." Every now and then,
nice.
Grumpy old curmudgeons.
Or he presses the button.
Please kindly stop playing music on the bus.
No happiness.
They probably have a recorded voice for that.
Are you guys? Did you guys want to leave us with a thought of the day, or are there anything, any statements that you want to give out to your fans out in the world there?
Make love, not war.
Of course. You know what? I think you should say this because it was your idea, but let's leave them with Nelson Mandela.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, as I grew up in South Africa, and I arrived in 1990 when I was 6 years old, and I still remember them raising the Rainbow Nation flag, and I remember watching the famous victory of South Africa in the Rugby World Cup, which was a huge... it was a big deal for South Africa because of all the crap they were going through.
Right.
And it just sort of brought everyone together. And Clint Eastwood made a great film on that called Invictus. Yes.
Movie.
Good
if you haven't seen it.
But, and of course, Nelson Mandela, I believe he died this year, earlier on.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was just... it didn't feel like a tragedy because he had such a great life, you know, at the end of it all.
History is success.
Yeah, he's such an inspiration to so many people. And so it just felt great to dedicate the album. And I was really,
I was really thankful to my bandmates for embracing the idea too, because obviously I'm a bit more connected to that just because I grew up there.
Right. So yeah, it's on track 9, is it?
On track 9 at the end.
There's a tiny extract from, or excerpt from, Nelson Mandela's inaugural speech back in 1994 when he became president. The first black president of South Africa. So, such an amazing speech. So,
yeah,
we picked some cool lines.
And it embodies peace, right?
It's
all about peace on the planet, not just for that moment, but for future.
Yeah, right. And just total
universal
total quality, embracing
brotherhood.
And that speech will live long through history as well.
Yeah, and we like to propagate that speech as much as possible. Yeah,
keep doing the good work, guys.
Yes,
thanks for having us.
Thomas Blackman, Jarrett Platt, Matthew Lennox, Sons of Granville, thank you guys very much for coming
on. Thank you.
Cheers.
All right.
We're going to come right back on the Medicine Show. Stick around.
Did you hear the one about the lady called her husband up and said, "Darling, when you leave work this evening, I wish you'd stop down there at Marshall Field and pick me up a bra." Well, it's kind of late when he got off from work. He was tired, too. He forgot what he's going for. But he knew it was something in the lingerie department. So he walked up to the lady in the lingerie department and said, "Madam, my wife told me to bring home something. I can't think what it is." She said, "Maybe I can help you." Say, "Was it a girdle?" "No." "Got a belt?" "No." "Slip?" "No." "Bra?" Say, "Yes, it's a brassiere." She said, "Well, certainly. What size?" He said, "I don't know." She said, "About like a grapefruit?" He said, "No, no, no." She said, "About like an orange?" He said, "No, no, no." Said, "About like an egg?" He said, "Yeah, yeah, fried."
late night show is the start of the weekend. We play basic drum and bass or jungle all throughout the night. Later as it winds down, it gives your sense that some music needs a no-beat tempo, or some ambient sounds, or just industrial sounds where the music's going to the floor. Tune in every Saturday mornings right after
the Medicine Show
here on 101.9 FM. Or if you want to hear us other parts of Canada, the United States, or Australia, or anywhere that you happen to have a computer, check us out online at CITR.ca.
Alright, so that was Electric Mountain, but before that, before the advertising there?
Yeah.
It's a bit
before the promo.
Before the promo. Electric Mountain is a band from Port Coquitlam, and they, a couple of kids
local
from
band.
The local band.
Yes.
All original, all independent. They actually made this album in their high school.
Mm.
And it was, I guess, it started out as a project and turned into an album. Their names are Liam Bruce, Chris Sanea, and Jonathan Antepian. And they are called Electric Mountain from Port Coquitlam.
So, is a great, great album, great album.
Yeah, and then...
Sorry, you ruined our microphone too, so anyways.
Okay. Am I there now?
Yeah, we are.
Thank you, DJ Ray.
Mm.
Nice to see you.
Yep.
Okay, and then we've got a girl coming up, or we're going to be... No, we're not...
So next up,
we have a song from a kid named Adam Briscoe.
Oh, yeah, it's Mr. Briscoe.
So, Adam's song he's going to be doing... Hey. Adam's song he's going to be doing on, like, a little guitar that is a mini guitar.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. In his studio, he had written this song and did an album version, but this one is going to be just on the guitar. Go ahead and take that away, and let's listen to that.
Sorry, I'm just doing the playlist here.
Very special.
Lazy boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Adam Briscoe, and he's going to be hopefully on our show real soon, as well as the Winter Solstice,
The Electric Mountain
with their song, Winter Solstice. So these are up-and-coming guests. So let's listen to Adam Briscoe before he comes on our show.
What is that called?
There's still something about this that I miss. At least I think it exists. You remember the first week that we met? There was something about us that couldn't be said. Oh, you wouldn't leave my head. Falling down, but I broke us down, and for every single time you made me lose my mind again, I fell down. I know we can talk like we used to. Girl, I'm still crazy for you. 'Cause then you'll still love me too.
And we are back on the Medicine Show here on CR50. Shut up. There we go.
Beautiful.
Whatever that next song is, forget about it. All right, we are back.
Thank you. And so we are going to be having Greg Muth online in a few seconds. And he's going to be doing a phone interview. And so
it's not even ringing.
Yes, well, he's
there.
But I
think it rang.
No, not on the board.
Okay, so why don't we, first of all...
try to get that going. Can
we
play, another song, Spiderweb?
Yeah, we could play another song.
This is Spiderweb. It's the second song off of his debut album, Greg Vanter When Dreams. You can get it on iTunes. Go ahead.
Oh, there's the phone.
Why don't we play a song and then we'll come to it.
I'm like a spider with my web all articulated across the room in a last bit. Feel me on my final sense. To catch rotten tail.
We're
back
on CITR 101.9
FM
in UBC. So on the phone with us is Greg Muth. Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
Yep. You're out of time.
Hey, buddy, haven't seen you in a month.
How's it going, man?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Can't wait to see you soon.
Awesome.
Greg, in the studio tonight is our DJ Ray. Say hi to... this is our guest, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Of course, I do another show after these people, so stay tuned for the late night show I do with drum and bass and alternative sounds. So goes right through tonight. Yeah.
I want you to say a shout out to your DOP of your upcoming documentary, short film, musical film. He's shooting right now.
Miguel.
Miguel, say hi.
Hey, Miguel, how you doing, man?
Nice.
So,
Yeah.
There's a booth party going on.
Oh, yes, that's for sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is great. So, and as we were saying earlier in the program, we, like our program, is brought to you by a number, a letter, or a sentence. Our word of the day is compassion. How does that make you feel?
You got thoughts on it? How does compassion make you feel?
Yeah, the word. How does it make you feel, or what does it make you think? You got any thoughts on it?
It's one of the most important words in the English language.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
Can you expand on that idea?
Yeah.
What does it mean to you, though, like as far as a human dealing with society?
How does it mean to me? It takes a next kind of level, consciousness, to bring about that love that is so much needed in society. I think, mm-hmm. Compassion with whether people are good or bad, just bring that to the table and whatever you're doing, whether it's music, whether it's working a 9-to-5 job, anything. It's so important that it brings about just great things.
Harmony.
Okay? I'm
very impressed.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Totally. So I've obviously heard most of your music, and I know that you're there working on, what is it? What are you working on?
I'm working on my 6th album stuff. It's very progressive. It's I consider it a kind of indie electro. Mm-hmm. My early stuff, I it's kind of more indie rock, just indie rock kind of stuff. And since I've kind of been pushing forward, now it's kind of work on a few songs here. I just pushed one out the other day. It's called Boundary Street.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to it tomorrow night.
I hope you guys get to hear that pretty soon. I would love for you guys to hear it. Just a sneak peek of the new stuff.
What's that about?
I'm pretty proud of it.
What is that? The street.
What is it about? Yeah, it's just kind of about it's spiritual. It's now. It's modern. It's reminiscent. It's future. It's progressive.
Progressive avant-garde.
It tells a little story, too.
I wanted to ask you a question. If you were to play in any city in the world, what would be your dream city or your dream location, whether it be like on top of the pyramids or, one guy said, the middle of the jungle last week? What would be your fantasy location?
Oh, that's a great question. I've been thinking about that, and, I love Canada, and I love traveling. But as a Canadian, I would love to play. Honestly, Montreal would be a great place to start. Mm-hmm. So many great bands have come out of Montreal. It's kind of unbelievable. So much talent has come out of there, and they've made it worldwide.
Has tons of talent over there in Montreal, right?
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. Good. It's unbelievable. Fire, I'm really inspired by a lot of Montreal.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of the great.
It's just incredible.
Hmm. Nice. And so, who would you say is the person who has inspired you most? It doesn't have to be necessarily a band or a musician, but just a person that has graced us on the planet, that has inspired you and your life?
Honestly, no one living, in all honesty, I'm a very spiritual man.
That's fine.
And in that regard, Jesus Christ, the things that he's done, even just 2,000 years ago, I still look at that as, very powerful and very meaningful to me, and I live up to that. Mm-hmm. And, that's kind of what it is him.
Brilliant.
I guess that goes along with compassion.
This goes along with our show, the idea. It's like the medicine that we're talking about has to do with, all those things that those great prophets that were on the earth have said for us to act as humans.
Excellent.
The pinnacle of humanity, absolutely.
Mm, that's good.
And then, so are you going to be, where do people find your music? And I guess, is there a specific website or internet presence that you want to direct people to specifically to access you as, where do people get more Greg Muth?
Love it. We have a website right now called moothtruthmedia.com is where a lot of the first album can be heard. But you know, again, know that there's 5 albums out there.
Right.
But that's mainly where they could be directed to.
So thank you very much for. We're not ready yet.
We're not going out yet for the station ID or anything. Did you? I was going to ask you. Did you want to ask Greg something yourself? I know you're enjoying his music.
Yeah. Well, I'm spaced out with my other stuff. So.
He's our technician.
Yeah, I'm the technician here. So,
go for it, Ray. It's Ray. Go for it. So what did you think about the first couple of songs?
I thought it was pretty good.
Right on. You do the dubstep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do your next show, the late show.
It's drum and bass. Drum and bass. Yeah, so
Right. Yeah. So Greg has a lot of flavor in the stuff that's coming. We're going to play a lot more of your stuff, Greg, over the summer. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see the evolution of your work.
Awesome.
You're going to come and join us on the show soon,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, you're gonna come, definitely. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to people hearing the kind of the evolution.
Exactly. So tighten up. That's why you're there.
Yeah.
And get ready, because your next month may be just a little crazy. Little do you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Live on air.
Yeah.
That's certainly interesting. At least.
Totally. So that's basically it for us. Did you guys want to ask him anything else? Thanks for coming on, man. It's so great, you know.
We're looking forward to meeting you in person on the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate that.
Totally.
We need all the support we need.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is all about keeping the you know, the indie scene alive and being able to collaborate with great up and coming artists, and you're one of those, and I'm honored to be a part of your team.
Thank you so much,
okay,
man.
Buddy,
I really appreciate that.
So yeah. See you soon. Thanks a lot, and have a great night.
Soon.
All right.
Okay. Take care. Thank you so much.
Bye bye,
everybody.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you, Gregory. Okay, so we're going to be playing some music coming up here. Yes, that's... Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to play Sons to the Wedding, Guns to the Wedding. No, Guns to the Wedding.
It's called No.
I'm totally doing some things here. So this is No Guns to the Wedding by Farrah Tanera meets... Transglobal Underground here on Manish and Show on CITR 101.9 FM.
The drinks are to be served. All you guys have arrived. Take your places and raise your glasses. Oh. Yeah. The drinks are to be served, all the guests have arrived. Take your places and raise your glasses. Yeah. Eagle takes
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jax with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
And we're back. This is the Medicine Show here.
I'm CITR.
Yeah. I'm DJ Ray along with DJ or MC Jay and MC Ty.
Jason Lawrence.
Yeah.
T-Rone.
Yeah.
T-Rone.
T-Rone. Okay. We'll call you that.
T-Rone.
So basically we're going to come back within, we've got Miguel Lopez.
Hilo. Is that Hilo. How you pronounce the last?
Hilo.
Hilo.
Hilo, yeah. Hilo, yeah.
Okay. Hi. The E you pronounce as A, right?
Yeah.
In Spanish. Right?
Yeah, we do, we do.
Hilo. Hilo.
Hilo.
Yeah. So, you why is there two names? He was telling me you kind of have...
It's like a Latin thing.
Right, yeah, that's what
you're
saying.
You take the father's last name,
right,
and then you take the mother's last name,
and together.
In Mexico it's like a tradition, like first is the father and then the mother's name.
Okay.
But in this year the law allows now that the mothers can put the first name first,
okay,
and then the father's name at second.
Okay, so your father's was
Lopez
and your mom
Halo. Yeah.
Halo.
Is that Halo?
Halo.
Halo.
No, wait, it doesn't mean
He is
an angel.
Oh, isn't my name? It's my middle name, actually.
Yeah.
No tiene el mismo significa.
No.
It doesn't contain the same significance.
No, meaning. I know. It was a joke.
I know.
It's part of the comedy hour. We're going to just keep that going, too, eh?
Well, so you're a cinematographer.
Correct. I'm a cinematographer and a film crew.
And so you are a very visual person. You like the eye thing.
Yeah, totally. I'm very visual, but at the same time, very musical, too.
Right.
I know you're an amazing bass player.
Yeah. Thank you. Just thank brilliant. You. I was very impressed.
Actually, I played once, like 2 years ago, with the Sons of Granville. Like,
oh, awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
2 years ago.
6 degrees of separation, eh? It's like how you meet people through a community.
I know, it's like super cool. Brilliant.
So what is the most exciting shoot that you've ever done, like underwater, or the most interesting? Did you shoot inside jelly looking out or through a candle, or what's the most weird, bizarre shot you've ever done that was exciting? And
I really like, I get excited when you shoot through objects, like glasses, and all the...
Love it.
Yeah. The visual just like gets... Different, crazy.
Disordered a little bit.
And depending what kind of glass are you
using. Totally, exactly. Ripples.
Something that is not meant to shoot on film.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Camera.
Yeah.
Just put it on
top. To break the rules, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Like, that's what we're all about, I think, as an artist, and coming into a format that's been so constricted by laws and ideas and format and technique. And then you just basically want to be original, so you want to tear apart those things and find your own... je ne sais quoi inside of that, right? And when I looked at your work after you showed me, and it was crazy because you showed it off a mobile phone, and being a photographer looking at light and then seeing the stuff that you were doing, I was really impressed just off of the mobile phone to be able to see what type of lighting you were doing. So I think that was the first part of the meeting. And what was ironic was we had just come from the jam that you were jamming with Jason in his new and upcoming band. and then you're playing bass and I really enjoy meeting and socializing with artists who are multidimensional. Like, not that singling out your craft and, you know, mastering that, that's a great premise, but multidimensional artists where you can sit and talk about from film to photography to lights to visuals to creativity to music.
Thank you so much.
You know what I mean? I think we're honored to have you as one of the newer members to our crew.
Awesome, thank
so
you.
Welcome.
I'm so happy to be there. I'm so excited to start shooting this new project.
Right, yeah.
Sounds like, for me, sounds very, like, what?
Yeah,
kind of condensed yet and just...
Totally. I think when we were looking at for the Greg Muth project, we were looking at the idea that, again, not just necessarily shooting a music video, like it's been done, it's been reworked, and to be able to have a fresh scope on it. And that's the reason why I wanted to have somebody who has recently graduated from school and is invested in the beginning of all of your ideas. I think sometimes when we've been out there trying to do our ideas, and we become a little jaded because we don't get to fulfill our wishes. We don't want to have any regrets, but still, we didn't get to do it. I think when you're coming out of school, it's everywhere. You're calling on the universe. You're just sending out all the best energy to bring it to you, and it's happening. Like, look where you're at right now. Like a week later, here you are at a radio show talking about your skills and getting ready to go into a pretty great, awesome project that with Jason and I on two ends.
Thank you, Ty.
So I want to know about the indie scene here in Vancouver. What is your experiences, and is it tough to break into? Is there walls to break down, or are you just having fun doing guerrilla stuff, or what's happening with the indie scene?
It's interesting to break into. Like, I came from a film school. I took a year in VFS and then go to the real world. It's a lot of fun because you never know what's going on sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's the indie world. Like, even as a musician, as an indie musician, you never know what's going on. But you're still there, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's difficult at the beginning because you don't know nobody, right?
Right.
And in this industry, that is tough because you can be replaced very easily by someone else. It's more about who knows you and know who you know, because at the end of the day, you receive calls at 2 a.m. asking you, can you work tomorrow?
Exactly.
So networking is big in that area. Did you find that it was easy to meet a lot of people that were into your scene, in the independent scene, to put together projects?
It's tough to meet them on the streets, you know? Like, it's not like you go to the pub and you find 6 filmmakers.
Right.
Because most of the time they're working, you know?
Exactly.
And then it's like a month that they disappear from the society. Totally. And they're just making a movie.
Exactly. I think artists in general, where we tend to, obviously in the creative process, we tend to introvert and stay inside or go to the country or get away so that we're able to kind of fulfill that process. So I think going out into the public and trying to, you know, meet and network when it's fresh for someone is very, very difficult. But like I said, I think if you're authentic in what you're doing, those things will come to you, right? Like they just came. You didn't search. You didn't push. It just fell into place.
Totally, yeah. I agree with that. Totally.
Something you want to share with our audience before you say goodnight, because we're running out of time?
Well, I want to say,
but what would you say to all the young filmmakers who are leaving school right now and are going into the world looking to show their craft?
I would tell them, like, go for it and enjoy it as much as you can. Exactly. And it's a very tough world, but, like, as tough as it is, you're still loving it.
Yeah.
And you will find a lot of satisfaction at the end of the day.
Exactly.
And at the end, when you see your baby on your screen.
Totally.
And you see your work there. It's just the best thing ever.
It is. And thanks for following your passion. Thanks for being with us here.
Yes.
Miguel Lopez Helu.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
All right. So now we're going to...
So now...
we're going to do a little bit of poetry to take us out, because we've only got a few more minutes left. So I'm going to start one. Then you got the piece, everybody ready to go. So this piece is dedicated to our show, The Medicine Show.
Mm-hmm.
And just so it goes. I like how you color your words with the mood of the feeling that there is hope. In the song you sang, like a bird with food, to the hungry ears like an antidote, it calmed. Yes, to pray, love, grow. Please, have some love. Jump up, butterfly, kiss the sky, live free, rise above. In changing times, in making rhymes, transcending as we grow, laughing because we're breathing, and thankful for the show.
That's awesome, buddy.
Very nice.
Great job. So this is called For Heaven's Sake. It's from my collection called The 25th Verses.
says, I woke up this morning and thought I was in heaven, but when I went outside, the streets were paved with promises. All the stop signs say go, and the street lights were money green, if you know what I mean. One Direction, it's a mirror reflection, and we're on the opposite side. But only for a while longer, as an image always changes its appearance in reference to its opposing side. And as those dimensions unfold, hypocrisies we behold, and yet through that seam, I began to dream, in which I wake up in heaven. For heaven's sake, please pass me the cornflakes, because I'm a fake, but without mistaken identity, no rules to break free of. If only we could see from that side of heaven. If you were to ask me of what I thought of destiny, is that I wish to have heaven here on earth with me, so I can wake up and smell the coffee, and walk to work on streets paved with unused gold, as we labor all day, picking sustenance off the tree of life growing inside us, as we walk through the valleys of no shadows but light, where our staffs and our rods are under our control, and where people I didn't think I'd know are everywhere waking up in heaven, for heaven's sake.
Thank you, Ty. Thank you, everybody.